This is a lesson for me, you know? I see the really important things, you know what I mean?
But when you are coming from a place of love, yeah. Then you are let's help each other and
My option is this one, go away. It's the only option I think is good, because if you stay in Italy now,
in Italy, if you don't take the vaccine, you don't get your green card, your green pass, and if you don't have a green pass, you cannot have a shop.
No.
You're closed.
No, not only shop, every work.
It's October 25th. I'm in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. My name is Rico Brouwer.
My name is Salvo from Italy.
Yeah, Italian.
And Wijnand Schippers from Rotterdam.
Yes, I was talking to Wijnand this afternoon, and he said I'm helping someone from Italy set up a home or a roof, as I read better, because you haven't finished the floor just yet.
No.
In this house, we will talk about where we are. In Dutch, there will be gekraakt.
Yeah.
Dit is gekraakt.
Yeah.
What's the English translation of it?
Yeah, squatted.
Squatted.
Squatted. Oh, it's a new word for me.
Yeah.
So you squatted this place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, yesterday.
No. We set Friday.
Friday.
Okay.
Okay, so you left Italy. You're welcome to the Netherlands.
Thank you.
Why did you leave Italy?
I live in Italy. Before now, the situation is not good, because the states forced people to do vaccine, because if you don't have vaccine, it's impossible to have a green pass. With green pass, if you don't have green pass, it's impossible to go to the work. Take train or something else, and I have a tattoo shop in Italy, a big tattoo shop, and he says me, if you don't want take vaccine, I do tampon every 2 days, 48 hours, with my money, and for continue to work, and this is a problem, because the price is higher for do this, and after Corona. In the Corona time, the states don't help with the activity, and I pay rent, same. Mm-hmm. I pay all same, but the states don't give contribute for this disease. He say to the people close, all.
But you didn't get help.
But he helped nothing.
So you were already almost broke.
I have almost 20,000 euro in a bank account, and now I come in Milan with 50 euro on my pocket. You know, to 20 or nothing, only in Corona time. It's big disaster for me, this. Mm-hmm. Because I have a family, I have a daughter too. Yeah.
We'll get to your family, because you are intent. you will return to Italy to collect your family.
Yeah, I won't come back in Italy for take the rest of my stuff. And I pick my girlfriend and come back here.
Okay, so we're talking about Corona and we're talking about the vaccine. And in Italy, if you don't take the vaccine, you don't get your green card, your green pass. And if you don't have a green pass, you cannot have a shop.
No.
You're closed.
No, not only shop, every work. My girlfriend work in hospital, you think. And he do sterilizing.
Don't close. Sorry.
And he do...
Yeah, maar er zit een snoer tussen. Dan gaat het snoer kapot.
And he work in a sterilized room. He sterilized the stuff for the medical surgical. And his boss, he say, if you don't go do vaccine, he stay home without money. And after time, if you do this, he go fired. And all people in Italy now lose work after 15 October, because he don't have green pass.
October 15, that's when it changed.
Yeah, now, all change after this.
Let's go to Wijnand, though, because we have our Minister of Health, Hugo de Jonge, announcing today, to nobody's surprise really, that he said, oh, there's all kinds of Corona issues again, we have to get new measures.
Yeah.
So, what kind of measures do you feel are approaching the Netherlands?
Yeah, probably, I think they will finally do this. Try to do the same, but in Netherlands we are like, we will fight this. We will not accept this.
Did the Italians accept what's happening now?
No, in Italy now you start to, more people start to go in the square for do protest. But in TG National, nobody talk about this, you know? And I see, I have one video, if you want to do, on my telephone, for my friends, go in the square, and you see the webcam on the internet, the square is empty because it's all the recording. But in reality, the square is full of people, and the police repress this, you know?
I see you don't understand.
Now I want to translate to make sure that I understand. Yeah. So there's webcams on the square showing an empty square.
Yeah.
If you look out the window.
My friend staying in the square for protest here and sent me message with video.
It's
full of people and the police reprimed this with the stick, you know? After the television, you speak only, the square is empty. Nobody protests.
It's even worse than I thought. What I thought was, we are not getting images from Italy. But in reality, the Italians are not getting images from Italy.
No, in Italy too. In Italy too, there's a problem for this. If you see the television, all is okay. The people do vaccine spontaneously, but it's not true. It's not true. It's totally dictatorial. Now there's a state of dictator, really, man. Because the people minimize. More people do vaccine without thinking about, you know, more people do, like the soccer, you know, Italian is crazy for soccer. And more people do this only for go to the stadium to see the soccer. I don't understand which these people do with the tranquility, you know, what you say this. You know the people die about this or have big disease. There's much case, in Italy, in TG, minimizing this. He says it's only one case on 2,000, 3,000, but it's not true. My wife works in hospital, I see too much this. People have disease.
Okay. In the Netherlands, and you have to tell me how that is in Italy, in the Netherlands, the number of people that die on a weekly basis is reported and it's centrally registered, so yeah, and we can look that up. We can see the death rate per week in the Netherlands, and we can see that from last year and the year before and the year before. Now, over the 2021, so this year, after we started administering vaccines, the death count in the Netherlands, even in summer, is higher than what we would expect.
Yeah, in Italy too.
So we see that there's more people dying here, and the only thing really that's changed over the summer is that people have been vaccinated. Yeah. So we do see a trend there. But what we don't know just yet, and I hang on. So we're going to go to Italy in a second. What I don't, so I trust those numbers for the time being. So the death rate in the Netherlands. What I'm not sure of is how many people in the Netherlands would have been vaccinated by now. And the official numbers would be 67%, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Do you feel that's accurate? Like 70% of the Dutch are vaccinated?
I think not. I hope not. But
no real doubt. So it could be true. Like 70%, that would be like the Netherlands. 2/3 would have that vaccine.
Yeah, because I speak a lot of people. I speak took it.
In Italy, what do you feel? How many?
In Italy, I think 50% do it. 50% do it,
yeah.
But. Because it's forced to do for those job, you know. Other 50% now, I think in gone after 15, I think go to the vaccine because it's scared to lose work, you know.
So the repression works. More
people
will get the vaccine.
But there's, I think now there's the 30% of people who don't want this, like me, and try to have different solution.
Okay, what are your options? I mean, you're obviously
my option is this one, go away. It's the only option I think is good, because if you stay in Italy now and you don't have a green pass, it's impossible find a new job, and it's impossible go on a bus if you don't have tampon for this. It's a really big disease. The only solution is staying home, closing.
Can you buy food?
Yeah, nobody can buy food for you. Yeah, when you lose job in Italy, the situation is really with, for example, one coffee in a bar is 1 milliliter. Now it's 1 euro, it's double price. But the payment is the same. And this is start, the disaster start here. Now with Corona, the disaster is double because the states don't have money for welfare, for help people. And forced people, in the first time he's saying on television, no, I try to find solution for the stop rent, for stop the banking payment, you know. But in reality, don't do this. And bank call you if you don't pay, and more people lose his house.
Yeah, are people put out of their homes in Italy? Are more people homeless now, or
more people lose house because have a mutual? I don't know. Because when you go in the bank and ask money for house, no, more people more lose people. House now.
Yeah,
more people lose house now, and go in the streets.
Okay,
I know. I have a group of voluntary people, and I do. I take with my friends when in Corona time, go to the oldest people to help to foods because I have a little bit association. And is my tattoo shop is a club, and live with donation. No, it's not with money.
What do what do your friends do? You left Italy.
Yes.
Are more people leaving Italy?
Yeah, more people. Yeah, I stay in Urbino. It's a university city, and I have more associated to my club. Is people. Come in every part of Italy because she's a student, no? And there's more students, she take care of people, and when there's this disaster, it forces to stay in Urbino because it's not moving, it's a lockdown.
So after the 15th, the Green Pass is mandatory, vaccines are mandatory. Are people revolting? Are they in the streets now?
People go on the streets and revolting, but the repression is really hard.
So just explain to me in plain English, how is that repressed? With batons? With
clubs? Yeah, with stick, with water.
Rubber bullets?
No rubber bullets, no use.
Tear gas?
Use gas and use now in the most violence in Trieste, in the Portwall. You do with the water on the face, the people go damaged face because of high pressure.
Yeah.
Only because you stay like this on the streets. Protesting passive.
Did you have that kind of police violence like a year ago in the first lockdown also?
There's police, no normal police.
Who's doing that then?
Yeah, in Italy there's three kind of police, you know, there's Carabinieri, Polizia, and there's the financial police, you know. The Polizia go on the streets, and more of this guy repressed this, but the problem is, too much police now, lost his job because you don't want vaccine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. You fight me because I don't want to do it, but you know his friends, police too, his colleagues, they lose work because you don't want vaccine.
Are the policemen in Italy and the army, and the Italian army?
Yeah, is forced to do it.
Yeah,
I have a friend.
They can leave.
Military. No, I have a friend military, forced to do it because he don't do, he going home, he lose work.
Yeah, like you. Yeah. So that's a choice that he has to make.
There's no choice. When you speak in television, you do alternative. The alternative, you know what I mean?
That's my question. What's the alternative?
Yeah, the alternative is only the tampon, and you pay every 2 days the stick on your nose all time like this. Yeah. This is no good solution. It's impossible for me to spend, you know, normal people. I'm a tattoo artist. It's different because when a guy come, I have minimum price of 100 euro, and if work 10 minutes, okay, is a different level, you know. But now more people don't come because they don't have money and I close my shop. But you think normal people work in the industry, you know? You take somebody take 800 euro a month, you know, for 8 hours a day. You think if it's possible, one poor guy is like this money, 800 euro, pay. Rent house is minimum 500. Mm-hmm. You have energy, you have foods, you have a proper tax for all the tax, and every 2 days you spend 15 euro, every 2 days, 20 euro, every 2 days, it's impossible to do a good job. No, this is no alternative. This is the problem.
Alternative, I'm just asking what the Italians do. The alternative might also be rioting in the streets.
Yeah, but the people go in the streets, but the states isolate the people, you know what to do.
Can you tell me, okay, let's go to the damage, the coronavirus and the vaccines. So those are two different topics. have done to the Italians. You mentioned that your brother is an undertaker.
Yeah, my brother, the undertaker, and for Don Close is...
So what I know of Italy in regards to the corona crisis is for Europe, that's where it started, like over a year ago, right? Now, although that's what was told to me on the news. So what we learned in the Netherlands, corona, kind of the first one of the first hotspots, if you will, was like February, March last year in Italy. I don't know, that was what was on TV. Now, the Green Pass is the first one in Italy, I think. I don't know if it's worse
somewhere else. You think you start for Europe, but Spain is a anti-constitutional and it go away. Other states, I know France, I don't remember France or Germany, you don't do it. For the law, when this new law you do, is in contrast with constitutional law. It's impossible to respect this because it's anti-constitutional. Now we do this. We force him to do with the small law against the constitutional law. Yeah. It's anti-constitutional law, and the people don't know this. But it's impossible to defend.
Do you have lawsuits in Italy? People fighting these things? Go to court? Challenge.
Yeah, the people, more people go now to the court because you have disease for this.
What happens when you present this court to a judge?
Yeah.
When you present this case to a judge and say it's unconstitutional?
Yeah, and don't do nothing because...
The judge?
Yeah, but the judge, you know this. But I think there's politics on top. He's stopping, you know what to say.
Yeah, it's the same as in
the Netherlands. The judge have like this.
I'm just trying
because to the judge, you know, is anti-constitutional, but it's impossible to exploit his work.
Judge also has a choice, just like in the Netherlands. They have a choice to uphold the law or to follow the instructions of Mario.
Yeah, but you think if you one judge only, he do right to the people because this law is anti-constitutional. You think what you, he start the flame. It's like you put benzene on flame, this. I don't do for this reason. Because if you do this, or people go really violent, because you don't have nothing now, you lose all. You know what you mean? This is problem. And the judge, he don't explain. He stay with, you know, he go behind, because the politics say, if you do this, he's a president for all. You know what you say?
Yeah.
And it's problem.
I'm doing my reporting from Dutch courtrooms, and it sounds similar to what you're saying about Italy.
And another one, I don't understand. I stay in Europe like us, no, but I have different law. I don't understand this. If you all people I stay in Europe, and I have law for Europe, is good for all. Why for Italian is different? I don't think this. For this reason, I grow rage about these people because it's stupid things.
Let's move back to your brother because you said he took the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you will be out of business. What
my happened? Brother's is a healthy guy. He goes every day to play soccer and is a really
healthy guy.
And he's forced to the vaccine because if you possibly don't do it, the close activity, you don't want to lose because he's a young. And now he wait a baby, his wife, and need the vaccine. After 2 days, he have infection to hurt the myocard. It go biggest, and he go in hospital with 40 grade of fever. And I stay 1 week inside the hospital for this reason. And he's a healthy guy.
When was this?
Yeah, 3 months ago.
3 months ago. So he got the vaccine, a couple of days later he developed myocarditis, which is an inflammation.
And it's not only one. My wife work in hospital and we see much disease of this.
What does your wife see of the vaccine effects then? What's happening in Italy?
You see more people have the problem with hearts, or if you have something problem like cancer or this disease, increase the metastasis, you know what you say, and I have this same kind of problem because I have a problem to my thyroid. Is a little bit, is a benign cancer, you know, on thyroid, and my doctor he say you don't do vaccine because is you grow up the problem, you know?
To make sure that I understand you.
Yeah, I'm sure 1%.
I want to make sure that I understand you, so I'm going to repeat what you just said. If I would take the vaccine, one effect might be that you get inflammation of the heart.
More people have this disease.
They have that. Yeah. But then another effect would be that the cancer might be more aggressive.
Yeah, you know, more people with cancer in hospital. He grew as strange, but in this time, is no relief with the Kenya. Have agreement for this. What you have a problem? You go wrong.
Your wife must be talking to her colleagues. So people working in healthcare, they must know this. How is this discussed in hospitals?
Yeah, hospital is like a bank now. You know what I mean? You know,
we don't talk about it.
I explained before. There's a problem of sanity because the states cut money for hospital, no, for sanity, and now the hospital is all private.
Private, yeah.
And he don't do insurance, but I know for sure, 100%, when there's corona and one people died to corona, you have money for this. For this reason, in Italy, they have the most corona die, but this is not true. Because I know the people, they die for other pathology. So and they say corona, yeah. Corona, and it grew up the number of died, but it's not
the
true.
Same in the Netherlands, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the same in the Netherlands. I know it's the same in the United States.
Yeah.
In New York, where hospitals would get money. People have to. I want to make sure that people understand.
Yeah,
what you
said.
So if a patient is administered to a hospital, and if it's a corona patient, the hospital would get more money.
Yeah.
And if they die of corona, then they would make more money.
The normal.
So there's a financial incentive for hospitals to have corona victims.
It's an incentive. Mm-hmm. For this reason, all news, you go falsehood, you know?
And you say, well, I don't know if it's the same.
A friend of mine is working in a hospital and he's telling the same story. Like, you get extra money for a corona patient. Yeah.
I have a friend of my
How's your
family.
Brother doing now?
No, my brother now is okay. But he's scared to do the second one. He don't want
to
do.
But he has to, otherwise he loses his card.
Yeah, he loses.
What's he going to do?
Yeah, I think he's lost work. Because now he's scared. A normal is scared.
He also coming to Netherlands.
Yeah, I think too. But I think more people now...
I know there's a black market developing in the Netherlands for green cards. How's that in Italy?
Yeah, in Italy, the Napoli people do for first one, but it's no good way, man.
No.
Because if you do...
Okay, hang on. So I want to go to the Netherlands. So you decided I'm going to go to the Netherlands. I know people here. And you ended up with Wijnand. Did you know each other before this?
Yeah, I...
Not before. We met...
Yeah. The day when I take home, day before.
We met through a friend of a friend.
Yeah, actually. Friend of a friend, yeah.
So, yeah. Would you tell how did we end up here? What did you do here?
Well, they were suddenly at my doorstep, you know, like, because Michel, a friend of mine, he knows me, and of course he knows me, he's my friend, and he was just... coming here because he knows I'm helping people to find a home when they really need it. This is, you know, I'm squatting, but I'm also helping other people. Of course, this is like the idealist way of squatting. We want houses for people. We don't want them empty. So
if there's someone in need of a roof, that's what you would do. You would help them.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing over the last couple of days then?
Well,
you're not, okay, I think you're modest, so I'll help you along. So I got this message, I think it was Sunday, where you said, well, I spent the whole night working or something. What did you...
Yeah, I was outside, and we have been actually several nights out, because you don't succeed at once, mostly. Yeah? This is when you succeed at once, it's like a rarity. So we tried a few other houses before this one, but this one was quite easy because there's no front door, so we only had to screw off the plates and then we went in. But yeah, you can see the state is really bad of the house, but we are going to fix it. We are in the process.
Yeah, so we're looking at the basement. There's the openings, there's top floorboards that you put in here.
Yeah, I've made it kind of that we can get here and
there's a mattress. Power is coming from the next door because there's no power, no water.
No gas, no water.
Yeah.
And how does that work in the Netherlands? So you said you report this, or so there's a web form for everything. So
we actually tried to also send a WhatsApp to the wijkagent. Mm-hmm. I don't know in English actually, but
local police officer.
Yeah. So, but that was and I filled in the form because the WhatsApp didn't work so quickly actually.
So what happens next then when you say, well, I squatted a house?
we say no, we don't say we squatted it, we say we moved in. Mm-hmm. So because actually the squatting part is illegal. So we moved in.
We just moved in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, they cannot prove I broke the door.
And you didn't?
No, because
this is being filmed.
There was no door.
Ah, fair enough. Cool.
So I didn't break it.
Police paid a visit. What can you say about that? What was your impression of Dutch police?
Yeah, it's most generally of Italian police. You think the guys, you go inside, you ask me, oh man, but it's cold inside. I take care for your health. You have a blanket, you need more.
He's worried about you.
Yeah, he's really gently. Yeah. Guys, I say to when I say, really?
Are you sure that's a police officer? That's what you say.
Yeah? No, it's no problem for them.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but it's really, take care. You know, you don't want to go inside like, you know, what you do here. And they say, man, it's okay. What you do, where you come from? You explain my story. And I say, I'm tattoo artist. He say, I have one friend, he have a tattoo shop. If you want,
cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He even gave a number, no? He gave a number.
He take my number. He take the ID card and the mail, email.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
yeah.
A good guy.
That's the way it should be. So that was very cool.
He's really gonna mail him,
lovely guy.
To help him even get work.
So what are you gonna do next?
No, next year, I will come in Italy, take myself, and go back, and. I have work because I put the my email and more studio. You know my work. You see my work and say okay, come for full time. My wife, he do permanent makeup and he do this and he's a good chef.
Yeah.
I think there's.
You say we're professionals. We want to work. We know a skill. We know a craft.
Yeah.
We will work.
I don't have a problem because.
Do you feel the Netherlands? Is behind Italy in these measures, or are we not going to go as far as Italy? Is the green card thing coming here in a month? What do you think?
I hope, yeah.
I know what you hope. I hope the same thing.
I hope it don't count for million people because it's really, it's really hard to do. You know, I'm young. You know, okay, it's simple for me say ciao. To Italy, you know, it's I have my family. It's my I do possible for eat and stay safe my family, and I do this. But too much people all there, it's impossible to do it this. And I think when the young people, Italy is Italian people is strange, man.
What's going to happen this winter then? People are losing their money and they're losing food.
Losing all, man. More people losing all. No more people here. Nothing to eat. It's really dangerous. It's forcing people to do criminal because you don't do other alternative.
The people also have a choice. They have the choice to do what Wijnand does.
I do. I have a choice because I'm young and I go in Milan. But you think one guy, if you have seven in this. Till this moment, stay okay, you have work, you have a house, and now we lose. Work, house, and have a child, four child or three child in the streets.
The choice that people have.
What is the choice?
To band together, to help each other, or to start stealing from each other, basically. That's the choice.
Yeah.
What do you think Italy is going to do?
I think the people is start to do mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no alternative. The states don't know.
Well, there's an alternative. You think that's the alternative?
For me, because I moved here. Yeah. But if you stay in Italy, and I have a problem for moving, you know what you say.
So.
What do you do?
You've been calling or WhatsApping to your wife. I assume. What did you tell her?
I say, Amore, I found the home.
Yeah.
And he say, he don't believe this, my father too. Because he say, what? He found a house, three? He say, yeah, it's different to Italy, because in Italy, for squatting, there's in jail 3 years. And I say,
if you would do this in Italy, you would go to jail?
Yeah. There's a several punishment. And the police, when he comes, is now gently. Don't talk. You go inside, bum, bum, bum.
Were you scared when the police showed up?
Yeah, the first time, yeah. No scared, but you know, I'm alone.
Yeah.
And he go four people and with a lamp and a little bit freezing, because I have experience in back time when there protest and he do. And the police didn't go this gently.
Yeah, but you called me, but I was, they were not long here before I came, eh?
No.
Because I was just gone.
He saved me, the girl, the Polish girl, he saves me. Man, come on. She say, no, there's no plate. I'm scary.
Yeah,
wait, 5 minutes.
It was not finished there.
Yeah.
I just made it so that he was on an island.
He say, stop 5 minutes when my friends come, because I'm scary to what I'm told. And
Last question for you. You hear Salvo saying, well, I don't know, the Italians, they might, when they lose their home and their food and their security, they might turn violent against each other.
Yeah.
If I ask you the same question for the Netherlands, would that be in happening here, or would we stick together, or what do you feel what the Netherlands would do?
I think there's two sides, probably. Yeah? That there are people who are afraid, when you are afraid to lose things, then you can go crazy about this. But when you are coming from a place of love, then you are let's help each other. And the only thing that actually matters is that we bring happiness to each other.
So that might be different this time in 2021 compared to other crises or other times in history. Because now everybody, including Italy and the Netherlands also, everybody, and I know there's poverty, so I'm not ignoring that, but everybody has a house, everybody has a car, everybody has an education, everybody has kids in school, everybody has food, so that's different from how it was like 100 years ago, a couple of hundred years ago. So everybody's losing now.
Yep.
And if everybody's, and if losing stuff, what you feel that you own, turns you aggressive, then there's more aggression coming.
Yeah.
What you say also, if you've lost everything, then you're free. That's when you stick together.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier today.
Yeah.
Like the rich people.
Yeah, it's sad. Most people is sad.
Rich people are not happy mostly.
No.
And they have to defend what they have.
Yeah.
And
it's only reason.
Oh yeah, that's what you do. So everybody wants to acquire wealth. I mean, it's cool to have some money in your pocket so you can buy food. But when you start getting rich, the only thing that is in your head is preservation of wealth. You want to keep it.
Yeah.
You don't want to share it. And that's when you turn out like this.
I think it depends.
A lot of people.
I think depends from family, you know?
If your family. Italy is a rich country. I mean, they have.
Yeah, it's a rich country.
They have the biggest.
They
have the biggest gold reserves in the world.
You think the Italian is a rich country?
Yeah.
It's not true. No, it's only if smoke.
Yeah, that's maybe just a little.
Only few families rich, no more. You know, after euro, the medium, you know, there's poor, medium, and rich. Medium go.
Yeah.
Go. The rich go more rich, and the poor become too poor.
That's why we are behind you in the curve. That's why Italy is the first to implement their green pass and to implement mandatory vaccines.
I think, man, that's.
Poverty level is bigger there than it is in Italy.
You think I have. Yeah, this problem, I have immigration every day, and it's poor people like me, you know, I'm a migrant here, I feel near these people.
Earlier in the conversation you said that you like Europe and you like us to be European Union.
I don't like Europe. I don't see this. No. No. I don't like Europe because this is no.
How is the sentiment in Italy? Are they fed up with
Europe? No, but people hate Europe. This situation. This is no Europe. The people, you know, what I think about this Europe is like Führer. You know.
Yeah.
He's starting to because Germany, during this time with Merkel. He take money to told the Germans grow up too much and other state is poor. And the people in Italy think it's almost, you know what it means? It has a third right, you know what he say? This is what people think about Europe. It's not really community of people, because community of people, if you really, the people want the Europe unite, it's a good. It's a good way for people loving each other and helping each other.
Yeah.
But no, you do financial war and 2-3 states go up and other states collapse it.
Yeah.
Because it's no Europe, it's no unite.
No.
It's a, go behind you. No?
I feel it's the same between people and between and countries. So we were just talking about how rich people might not be the most free-giving people that there are. They want to preserve their wealth, they don't want to help the other one, and they turn violent when you take it away. Same goes for countries. I mean, if it's money involved, then France will take care of the French, and the Netherlands will take care of the Dutch, and everybody will care for themselves, and not for the greater good of
but
people.
Italian people, you see only one difference to other countries, like me, because I stay in Switzerland for work, I stay in Milan for work before when I stay okay. And I see the different approach to the people. Now, this state help the people when there's problem, you know? And the people is happy to pay tax, you know what you say?
Do you?
In Italy, you pay taxes, forced to pay tax, but don't have nothing, you know?
Do you feel you're a refugee of sorts in the Netherlands now? You yourself?
I have a mentality, I am about this. I think every planet, is for human. I don't like think disclose states. I don't like you.
So welcome again.
Yeah.
To the Netherlands.
Yeah.
You're a fantastic host, I think.
Yeah.
No borders, no nations.
I hope one day you can become this. The people take conscious of the world is one. And human is human. There's no serious R, B, C. Yeah, this whole
people, it's human rights. It's
a right. Yeah, it's human rights.
Exactly.
And this is sad for me because, I grew up and I change it when I see this, because before I have a simple life, you know, I'm good work in Italy, pay more tattoo artists, I travel in the world and I see more good places and people, but now. This is a lesson for me, you know? I see the really important things, you know what you mean? Before I take care of telephone or the new shoes, now I stay here. But before I understand it, but now it's like a lesson to life. It's no important materialistic things, you know what you say?
Het gaat hier vandaag over saamhorigheid.
Dag zonder hemel.
Rustig, ligt niet normaal maken, nog niet normaal.
Every nation, in every region, now has a decision to make. Decision to make.
En dan ook geen hel meer.
You think I'm joking? Predator drones.
Dat is best makkelijk.
You will never see it coming.
Wat dacht je alle mensen?
Laat staan dat ik kan ingaan over vuur.
Bezig met vandaag.